Welcome to the Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Harkin, a family biker in Washington, D.C., mom of two boys, and founder of the D.C. Family Biking Facebook group. Please enjoy the episode. Hey, Montana, thanks so much for being on Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers. Let me tell everybody about you a little bit. Montana Harkin is a father of two and a software engineer in Seattle. He's married to his partner, Aaron. Montana is an avid cyclist, skier, bike mechanic, and happens to be my little brother. Montana works on Amazon Photos, building delightful experiences for customers. So let's just jump into it, Montana. Can you tell me about your setup?
Hi, Nicole. So we've kind of evolved over our lifetimes to kind of different bikes. We started with a Burley trailer, which was great. And then we switched to a Yuba Mundo, which was kind of our favorite bike ever. And we had that one for maybe three or four years, I think. And it had, it was a simple Mundo. It was heavy. So we had to put a electric assist on it. I think we had a Hilltopper. And it wasn't a lot of power, but it was just enough to make the bike usable in the city. Seattle's pretty hilly. And so without the Hilltopper, it's almost impossible to use a cargo bike in Seattle.
I hear the hill you live on is pretty steep.
Oh yeah, it's the sidewalk has steps cut into it. Like no joke to get up it. So the road is like straight up, but the sidewalk is pretty steep, and so it was pretty funny getting around on that thing.
There's a lot of family bikers in Seattle, so you probably, didn't seem that strange, but totally.
Yeah. And so we had that one for a couple of years, and then the kids kind of got too big for it. So we sold it and then to a nice another family who has it, and they use it a lot too, which is great. And then the girls just ride their bikes around the city now. One of them can ride up our hill and the other one still has to walk a little bit, but we ride all around now.
Do they ride to school?
No. One has to take the bus because she's about, 45 minute drive. And the other could ride, but I don't know. We just don't have her yet. Maybe she'll start.
All right, cool. All right, let's hop into your tools. Tell me about the Crank Brothers M19 multi-tool.
Oh, so I've had this one as well, probably for like 10 years, maybe. It's such a great little tool. It has like 19 tools into it. I used it all the time when I was, still this day when I'm cycling. If anything breaks on the bike or I need to fix anything, it has a chain tool, has every wrench, has all these Allen keys built into it. And it's like a kind of a side bike mechanic. I just love it. And the other thing I would carry along with me was, because on the Yuba, it had a rear axle that you had to have a wrench to get off because the axle was so big. So I would also carry the wrench to get the rear axle off. And so that way I could always change a tire if I needed to, or, fix any chains that popped off, stuff like that.
Did you ever have to change the back tire?
Yeah. And that is a serious operation. It's like no joke, but, if you're far from a bike shop and you have a kid, there's no other option.
Yeah. The only time that I've gotten a flat in the back tire, I just locked it up and walked.
You were just done with it.
So I was like, yeah. Somebody else is going to have to deal with this problem.
They're just, it's such a heavy bike. It's like a 60-pound bike. And then if you have stuff on it, I don't know, it's a lot of work. So like you have to be
prepared. It gets heavy.
Yeah.
On your Yuba, what did you use to carry stuff on the back? Did you have the grocery getters or whatever?
Oh yeah. So there's like these massive bags you get from Yuba, and those were great. The clips were a little fragile. They broke. So we just zip tied it on. And then we had the kids on the back with the monkey bars, which they loved, and you could fit, I think maybe four kids back there if they squeezed together.
Yeah, I've had four. I've had four before.
And we didn't have the basket on the front, which I've heard some people like, some people don't.
I love my front basket, but my husband says that it makes it a hassle to lock the bike. So I don't know.
Yeah, we had like a really long Kryptonite U-lock. It was probably 12 inches long.
And the forget about it.
No, it wasn't that one. It wasn't as thick as that. We're not in New York, so I didn't feel like we needed it. We just needed a deterrent, not a massive deterrent. But
this bikes never get stolen in Seattle.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. It was like a really long U-lock, and it was great because you didn't have to get super close to the thing you were locking up, and it wasn't super heavy. I mean, it's still heavy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Some people like those. What are they called? They're like these ones that kind of origami out. I don't know how to describe it, but they have like
I have an Abus. That's what we have.
Abus, and they're like riveted together. Those are pretty popular too here, but I like just
the that's what we have for all of our bikes. I can put a link to that too because they fold up, and I mean, I don't think you can. I don't know. Who knows? I'm sure anybody can get into anything.
Oh yeah.
All right. And then what are the Gator Skin road tires? I don't know about those either.
So once I started riding in the city, like consistently, I would get flats basically like once a month. And I was just like, okay, this is my life. And so one day I was in the bike shop and they're like, you need to get Gator Skins. And they're like, I was like, oh, okay, whatever, you know, just give me these tires. And ever since I had them, I think I get one flat a year maybe. They're just, they have Kevlar in them and they're super protected. I don't know if they make them, but maybe something similar for like a 26 inch tire or a 24 inch. They must have something similar with the Kevlar, and it's great. Like, changed my life. I was like so annoyed when I get a flat, and now it's just like, oh yeah, once a year, I'll deal.
No big deal.
Yeah,
I can deal with that. Cool. All right. Well, tell me about your thrift store weather solution.
Okay, so the winter, the girls would not want to ride. Like, we would put gloves and a hat and everything on them. And it'd be like a misty, kind of rainy cold. And they were tired of the wind blowing them. And so I think I read on the Seattle Family Biking about someone doing this. Basically, you go to the thrift shop, you find a wool, it has to be wool skirt, because the wool is, wool. And you just cut it, you cut one side of it down, and then you stitch it up, and then you sew a button into it. And it worked great. Like, we would hop on the bike, I would wrap it around whatever they were wearing, and it would keep them warm. And just like, it was like an additional layer of warmth for them, and it was awesome.
Did you felt it? I mean, did you wash the wool skirt to make it felted, or just plain wool?
No, I didn't want it to like shrink or anything. And it did fine with the rain, because we would just let it air dry. And it had a liner already, so it wasn't like itchy or anything like that.
Oh. Huh, cool. That's awesome. All right. I love this solution. Tell me about your DIY vestibule.
Oh, sorry. In the theme of rainy winters in Seattle, I decided to like try and see if I could put together a rain cover. Like, I was so jealous of all these other, I think they're like long bikes in the front with the vestibule where the kids jump in. I was like, I got to be able to do something.
Right.
And so I went to the Home Depot and I was like, what could I use? And I figured out that I could take some PVC pipe and just some pipe ends and build up like a little vestibule that was kind of aerodynamic. And so I built up the frame out of PVC pipe and I zip tied it to the monkey bars. And then from that, I found some clear plastic. It's like, 4 or 5 millimeter thick plastic sheet that I kind of wrapped around it. And I secured it with these little snaps, metal snaps that you can drill in, and it worked great. Like, so we would unsnap it, they would climb in, or they could climb in underneath through the monkey bars because they're kids and they could fit through anything. And they could see out too because it was plastic, so they felt like they're in a little bubble and the rain would like run right off. It was fun.
Wait, did you put your babies in a bubble?
They're bubble babies, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, they're pretty cute, so it must have worked.
Yeah.
I'll definitely, we've got to find a picture of that because that was awesome. Did you give him the vestibule when he bought the bike?
No, it was like, I should have maybe, but I just felt like it was so kind of haphazardly put together and I felt like I wanted them to have something that was safe. I was like, my kids.
It was good enough for my kids. But...
other kids, I don't know. If they want it, they can call me and I'll send it to them.
That's hilarious. All right. And then I have never heard of the fourth thing that you mentioned.
What was it? I can't remember.
The metal pannier basket.
Oh, yeah. So after we sold our Yuba, like we do a lot of like biking as a group, just places. And so, you'd go to the store and like you don't want to bring this waterproof pannier bag that you're like commuting with. There wasn't like, I didn't want to like put it up just on the back of my pannier rack. And so Erin, my wife, she found this basket on, I think, Amazon, and she ordered it, and it was perfect. And we've used it for like 6 years now. It just hooks on the rack, the pannier rack, slides in. There's no like secure attachment. It just has these like long hooks, and it hooks on there. It's large enough for a whole trip to the grocery store, so you can have like a gallon of milk, your veggies, your snacks, and some pasta and some pasta sauce. Like, and the nice part is it has a handle, so like you get to the store, there's no like detaching it. You just lock your bike, grab it, run in. You can use it while you're shopping, and it's see through, so the store doesn't think you're stealing everything in your waterproof pannier bag. And so then you just check out with it, and you know exactly how much you can fit because it's all fitting in this basket, and it's perfect.
And you only have one. I would be inclined to get two.
No, we only have one, and like you'd think it'd be like a little unbalanced, but as soon as you put it on the bike, like your brain adjusts, and you just kind of ride it with a little off kilter.
Yeah, it's no big deal, right?
No big deal, but I love it. It's my favorite bike accessory.
Oh man, that's a pretty tall order. All right, so tell me about one of your favorite memories from family biking.
So my favorite thing is we used to go to Bainbridge Island. We would ride from our house in Seattle. We would ride down to the ferry. You can get on the ferry always. There's no like waiting in lines for bikes. So you just ride directly onto the next ferry that comes. We go across the Puget Sound on the ferry, and it's like a 40-minute ferry ride, and the kids are all happy, and it's beautiful. We'd always go in the summertime. We get to Bainbridge Island, and we ride up to this park called Fay Bainbridge, and it was just so much fun. We'd all four be with us together, and we'd the battery would be enough to like get us there for sure, and then kind of maybe on the way back, but we'd always get there and be super happy. And we get to the park, and the parks would have bike camping spots. So when you get to the park, you know, sometimes in Seattle, like it gets so busy that you can't book a spot, you know? And so since there's these bikes camping spots, they're always open. Like no one seems to bike to them. So we ride them. The fee is like the same price if you hike. It's like a hike bike spot, which is less expensive. You get there, you're really close to the water. It's beautiful. You're kind of far away from the cars and all the noise of the city. And then you don't have to park like next to all the cars as well. Like I think you can, but most of the time these are kind of off the hiker biker spots.
Yeah.
And I just love it. It was just so calm. We have friends who live on Bainbridge Island. They'd come visit us and bring us coffees and stuff. And then,
so, I mean, theoretically you could still do it. You just,
yeah, we could. So like the only difference now is the girls would pedal themselves. Like we would have one parent ride the Yuba with the kids in the back and maybe the pannier bags full of food and stuff. And then the other parent would ride we have like a cheapo burly trailer that was used. And it's kind of fallen apart, but it's still great for carrying stuff. And we just packed that thing full and it works great.
That's awesome. So you're a daily rider now. What are you riding every day now?
I just have a road bike that I ride to work. So I commute maybe like 3 out of 5 days to work.
Okay.
And so I just ride like it's an old, no, oh, I'm not old. It's like a Novara Strata, a nice road bike. Mm-hmm.
But you also have, you bring your dog, right?
Oh yeah. So Sullivan, my dog, he rides with me to work. I can bring my dog to work at Amazon, which is the best thing ever.
Yeah, right.
And so I used to kind of had like a, I use like a kid's trailer for him, but it was too tall. And so I switched to they make this special dog trailer called a Burly Tail Wagon. And it has like he can climb right into it. It has spots for me to tie him up, and it has a lower center of gravity. So it's not as tippy because he's standing up all the time, and he loves that thing. He sticks his head out the side and he smells the air and he just loves it.
Did you get it new?
No, I bought it from a guy who like he bought it for his dog and his dog. Some dogs just don't like it. And so I bought it. So it was like, it had been used twice maybe. But we put a lot of miles on it. I think I'm about needing to replace the tires on it.
Oh, really? Wow.
And he loves the thing.
Huh. All right. And then you're also a bike builder. So tell me about it.
Oh, so I just like to, I saw this video one day on YouTube, you know, that there are suggestions because they know I like to watch bike videos. And I saw them one day. They were this man, Phil Vandelay, was building his own cargo bike. And I was like, that's super interesting. And so he has this like ASMR video. It's an hour long, where like by the time you're done, you're like, I just watched an hour long video of a guy building a bike. But he builds a Long John cargo bike. He takes an old mountain bike, a 26 inch mountain bike, chops off the front of it, and then welds on a nice frame to the front of it. I was like, this is so cool. I could totally do something like this. And at the end of the video, he's like, yeah, I've got plans for $15. And I was like, yeah, that's me. So I totally buy it. I'm in the process of, I've got all the materials and I'm in the process of building it now. I still have to pick a color. So maybe I'll put a poll up for that.
Yeah.
What people want the color to be. So it'll be a Long John. And I'm going to put Sullivan in the front of that, my dog, so that I don't have to, you know, schlep him around in the trailer anymore. It's not the fastest way with the trailer. I mean, anyone who's ridden around with a bike trailer, they know that you like, you know, it's a lot of drag and you're always worried about catching on stuff.
Yeah. We were, at Volkswagen, Autostadt this summer, and they had an exhibit of Phil Vandelay's work. So they had a whole bunch of the bikes that he had built there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was really cool.
You know, he's made a lot of cool bikes. He has like,
yeah.
He made like this cool commuter bike. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube about him. He's like a super chill dude. And I was like, oh, I'll totally build his bike.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to your big sis about biking.
I'll make some time for you. It's okay. Yeah, I love the podcast. It's super fun to listen to.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers. You can find links to the gadgets in our show notes or at the website www.niftygadgetsforfamilybikers.com. Please share the podcast with other bikers and review the podcast when you have a minute. See you soon.